For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Workers from Comet Cafe in Milwaukee picketed Bel Air Cantina's Water Street location yesterday. Bel Air is co-owned by Leslie Montemurro, who also owned Comet Cafe, which was shut down earlier this month. According to Montemurro, Comet Cafe had become unsustainable during the pandemic, but workers there say they had complained about unsafe working conditions that management refused to address and instead fired the entire staff without severance pay during a pandemic with less than 2 weeks to file for extended unemployment benefits. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Madison Metropolitan School District released data that shows black students make up a disproportionate number of arrests and citation when it comes to interactions with police in schools. Both the school board and the city of Madison voted to end MMSD's contract with the Madison Police for student resource officers in schools last month. Yesterday, Samantha Hammer, one of the women who turned themselves in for the June 23rd attack on State Senator Tim Carpenter, was placed on administrative leave from her job as a social worker for Mount Horeb Schools. Hammer and Keirdre O'Reilly are expected in Dane County Circuit Court tomorrow. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Yesterday, the number jumped from 3 to 100 law enforcement agencies who are withdrawing from agreements to send personnel to work security for a scaled-back Democratic National Convention next month. Many referred to their desire to use tear gas and pepper spray on protesters should they become unruly. Milwaukee Chief of Police Alfonso Morales has been ordered by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission to not use chemical irritants designed to restrict breathing on citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic. The MPD issued a statement saying its, quote, top priority remains to ensure that next month's DNC is a safe event for all visitors and participants, end quote. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Roughly 1,500 Wisconsinites with disabilities who applied for federal pandemic assistance after losing work may now see those claims honored. Federal labor officials had to re-examine a state law passed by Republicans in 2013 that forbids people receiving disability payments from also receiving unemployment. North Carolina was the only other state to have similar laws, but the governor there was free to issue executive orders during a pandemic to get citizens financial relief. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman had argued since pandemic unemployment wasn't the same as regular unemployment, that Wisconsinites with disabilities were not disqualified from assistance. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Milwaukee may soon have a new library director. Joan R. Johnson will be the first African-American to hold the position of Milwaukee Public Library Director once she is confirmed by the Milwaukee Common Council. And the Brewers lost to the Pirates 8-6 yesterday. They will wrap up their second series of pandemic play in Pittsburgh this evening and host the Cardinals on Friday. Highs today in the mid-80s with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 75 in Milwaukee, 80 degrees in Madison. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76 in Milwaukee and 80 degrees in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Highs today in the mid-80s with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 75. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Highs today in the mid-80s with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 80 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy with another high of 80 degrees. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.